This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's another hour of the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. If you want to call the program, 844-551-8255. There was an old song. What was it, in the 70s, 80s? Captain and Tennille. Love Will Keep Us Together. You remember that song? Love Will Keep Us Together. Think of me, babe, whenever. I don't remember the words. But it was I just remember loving the song. And we talk often about togetherness and you know, unity and things like this. And what do? We then look at diversity. And that word to me is really strange because it's the diversiveness of everything. And the left don't even understand it when they talk about that word. They're actually talking about, you know, oh, we've got all these disparate things, these ideas, and we bring them together, supposedly bring them together. And this diversity is what makes us great. No, it isn't. It's our unity that makes us great. We talk about diversity like, oh, it's a feather in the cap of people to talk about diversity. You know, we've got a diversity program. Every business, practically every big business, has somebody in their human, you know, resources department, what they call it, the people area, whatever, and they focus on diversity. They should be focusing on unity. They should be focusing on the unifying principle that guides their company, and the diverse nature of their company is what creates the unity. I know it sounds, to some it may sound a little bit antithetical, but it isn't. The company has one goal and one mission. And how they come about that could be from a thousand different points of view, and that's phenomenal. But there isn't anything about diversity in your culture. You have one corporate culture, or you should. America has one culture. It is the American spirit. It is what defines us. And the left will tell you, no, 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 no. We have to think about the Latinos and the blacks and the women and the Muslims and everything. No, you don't. They got to think about us. If you're black and you're thinking about the black condition, you're an idiot. If you're white, I mean, do I need to tell you white folks? I mean, come on. Y'all get it. Yeah, I know. I'd say that to make some people mad. If Mexicans or any other branch of Latino is like, well, the Mexican people in America, you know what? You just said the wrong thing. I don't give a crap about black people in America, Mexican people in America, white people in America, women in America, you name it. America is all you need to hear. Think about when you just heard me say that, America. What does that conjure up for you? The American spirit gives you everything you need to be successful in this country. There are no obstacles in your way that cannot be overcome if you embrace America, what it stands for, the American spirit. And no matter how much these idiot leftists try to kill it, talking about diversity, there is not a person on the planet that gets to America who understands what America is about, who comes here and says, I'm going to bring my Swedish spirit. I'm going to bring my Chinese spirit. I'm going to bring my Sudanese spirit. Name it. Put your whatever you want on it. Because you know what? There are no Americans clamoring to go anywhere to any of those other countries. You don't care. No, it's not that you don't care about them. You prove that you care about them all the time. We're the most loving, giving people on the planet. But I don't need to care about your culture when I have a culture that I embrace wholeheartedly. And it will actually embrace you so that I can say, so Sven, tell me what life is like in Sweden. So I can determine what part of that I'd like to incorporate into my American spirit and what part I want to leave on. Well, Kevin, you have a 70% tax rate. You can keep that. But we have beautiful women and love to ski. I like that part. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to have everything you. I don't even want it because there's always going to be something bad. That's what the American spirit, man. The world wants to be us. We're the good-looking girl or guy who is the great athlete, who is a person of character, who's a person with a heart. We're all of that. And a bag of chips. But the left want to claim in this idea around diversity and bringing in all these different cultures and all that, that they're the people that are uniting the country. They do this to do the exact opposite. They are not uniting anything. They want you to be diverse. What do I always tell you guys? I tell you the left will tell you who they are by what they put their efforts into. They claim they want diversity. Unity, rather. When in fact they're telling you, I want diversity. I want people to think in their own groups. I want the anti-war people to not even consider the idea that there is a need for war. I want the blacks to not even think about the idea of what life is like for whites and how they're being oppressed at this point. I want the Latinos to believe that immigration is the biggest thing and that they have, you know, should be in this country. And I'm talking about the illegals. I want the Muslims to believe that they have a part of America, blah, blah, blah. And to get everybody over here, do they want to unite them? No. In fact, it's quite the opposite. What they tell you is what they want. They want diversity. But not the way you see it. They want it as segregation. They wanted a special interest. And they fool you. And you get fooled into it. You get tricked into this idea. Well, we need diversity. We need black people and white people and all. Yeah, you do. Do you need it mandated? Or can you come up on diversity the same way this country has come into a diversity, which is people come to you, they want a job, you look at their character, you look at the you know, people they've worked for before, and you say, you know what, Abdul, you look like a hard worker. I'll hire you. You know what, Rodrigo? You look like a hard worker. You know what, Jaquan? You look like a hard worker. You know what, Sally? You look like a hard worker. I want you. That's the way we diversified. But we diversified under the unifying principle that everybody pulls their weight, that everybody, you know, contributes in some form. Not this nonsense of the left. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I hope this has been enlightening for you. This is Kevin Jackson. Show us what you're listening to. Al Franken, we talked about him. Gillibrand. She slammed Hillary Clinton. That was interesting.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, talking about the fakes and the frauds on the left, and there are plenty. KJRadio.com. You're going to want to get my show digitally on demand anytime you want at KJRadio.com, because let me just tell you, we are breaking it down for you now. We've always delivered what I think is a quality show. But I think that, you know, theming these shows and letting you understand what is on my mind at any given time is really, to me, it helps frame it out a bit. And I know somebody, a couple of people wrote to me and said, Kevin, I really like that format. So we're going to keep it up as long as my imagination can come up with something. I come up with it literally minutes before we start the show. I'd like to tell you, yeah, we're sitting around talking about what we're going to theme the show for today. It isn't like that. I wish we had that kind of time. We don't have that kind of time. Hey, if you want to support what we do, if you're hearing the show, figure out a way to do something to promote us. Just one little thing, man. Click a button. Forward a segment to, you know, to a friend. Send the link to people on your email list. Whatever. Help us out. And I don't say that you know, like, woohoo, I want to know more of your friends. They need to know what I'm about. It isn't like that. It's because if you're listening, there are other people you probably want listening. Let's get them on. Let's get them listening, especially your young, your teenagers. Man, I love talking to the teenagers, the young bucks. And you know what? If you've got a son or a daughter and you want to have them talk directly to me, please have them call 844-551-8255. If you don't get us, leave a message. I will figure out a time to call your son or your daughter. We'll have a conversation. If they want it on radio, we'll put it on radio. But I want to talk to you, your youngsters, and explain my life. Help them out. Yeah, I mean, I'm really anxious to do this. Now, there are a couple people who've been like, Kevin, when are you going to let me be on for an interview for this or that? You know what? If you think you're worthy to have a conversation on the radio, get in touch with us. I don't mind. Look, I know I talk throughout the entire show. That's the format. And I'm bringing, Tim's getting married. Blake's trying to get a show produced. They'll be back. We'll bring on other people, and I'm more than willing to talk to you guys. Give us a call, 844-551-8255. So, I was talking about President Trump's trip to China, and people don't even know what happened while he was there. It's amazing to me how ignorant that the press is trying to keep people over this. Big success, especially on trade. While Trump was meeting with President Xi Jinping, U.S. companies announced $250 billion in trade deals. Now, that's a sign that China wants to open its markets up to us. Speculation is, well, Donald Trump has been criticizing China and their markets, so the Chinese president, while he was there, said, you know what, we'll take care of this. And I think it will happen. I think a couple things are going to happen. Our trade deficit will definitely go down. I'm about to tell you what's going to happen that should have you looking at your 401k and figuring out what to invest in. I'm not trying to be all Charles Payne on you, but I'm going to tell you. I look at these signs. I look at these market signs and say, this is what I'd do. $250 billion in deals for major companies like Boeing, General Electric, Qualcomm. Now, these are to put in, you know, obviously, there aren't that many people building airplanes. So the Boeing deal could happen regardless. We do a lot of, Boeing has placed things being built in China. I believe they're building the Boeing wing, which I was shocked that Boeing would let China build the wing because the wing is the technology of an airplane. GE, you know GE is complete, they are going bananas over there. China's growing so fast, they need electric grids like the flowers need the rain. So GE is feasting over there right now. And Qualcomm is putting in infrastructure for communication systems. So those are easy to understand. Now, the bigger thing was this. The Chinese government said they made this announcement on Thanksgiving. They're going to slash the import taxes on 187 consumer goods. Tariffs for 187 product categories are going to drop an average of 17.3% down to 7.7%. That's almost a 10-point drop. So the China market just became 10% more profitable to the companies that are going to be supplying products over there. That's a bottom line drop. Now all they got to do is find the customers. So the people who know how to market in China, they're going to be feasting, and then these guys are going to swoop in, and they're going to start selling things like, I don't know, they said baby powder, baby formula, I should say, baby diapers, ski equipment, things like that. The Chinese make a lot, but they don't, believe it or not, with all the people they have, they can't make everything. And they don't have the technology to make everything and to innovate. They're copycatters, but they're not innovators. And so they can't do it. So these other companies are saying, we'll come in and we'll provide these products for you. Now, it'll be incremental, but I want you to understand something. Incremental in China, where there's 1.5 billion people, if you get 300,000 of the market, you're rich. I mean, mean, a million is nothing. We're not even talking percentage. So we're to hit, if you do anything in that market and you're successful at it, you're a million, a multimillionaire. And as long as you can make that product, you know, relatively inexpensively, there's a middle class that's growing. It's not huge, but it's growing. So think of it this way. 1.5 billion people. So let's just say half the people are completely impoverished. Let's go 60% because it is communist. All right. So you got 60% or 900 million people can't buy anything. But 600 million can. And there's a gap. Chinese have a very small middle class, lots of rich and lots of poor. I mean, not lots of rich comparatively in compared to the middle class. So their middle class may be, say, 20%. The wealthy are like 10%, and then the poor are 60, 70%. So they got a lot of people that can buy your stuff. Now, I want you to think about this. Donald Trump announced the deal for China for the beef in, I believe it was May 10 through the 12th, sometime along that time. We shipped our first beef deliveries to China on June 23rd. A month and a couple of weeks later, we had already shipped product to China. It was shipped by Tyson Foods, and there'll be other beef producers that will be there, and they just started to go into that market. I haven't looked at Tyson stock from the time they started till now, but my suspicion is they're not doing too badly. And now just think, it'll start to ramp up. All these products, 187 products, now got a 10% reduction. Folks, you get your money in the market under Donald Trump if he hasn't proven that already. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving.
Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bible opened Saturday in Washington, D.C. It cost $500 million, making it the largest privately funded museum in the city. A big part of that money comes from the conservative Christian family-run company Hobby Lobby. Chip Reed is at the 430,000-square-foot museum, just blocks from the Capitol. Chip, good morning.
As you can see, this is a museum of biblical proportions. It's one of the biggest in this city of museums, even bigger than the massive Air and Space Museum. The people who build it say it's the most complicated project they've ever done, and Washington politics made it even more so.
All right, everybody. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. You can imagine Saudi money is coming over to open up the Museum of the Quran. You got to know it. It'll happen. Billions of dollars will get spent on that one, and it will have to be bigger and more majestic than the Museum of the Bible. However, the folks at Hobby Lobby who put this together, Steve Green, I applaud you. I applaud you for putting religion front and center. You know, we run from the topic of religion. The minute somebody starts talking about 1 Corinthians verses 3, chapter 14, you know, chapter 14 verses 3 through 5. Oh, no, you don't do that. Don't go there with me. Let me tell you something. This show is nothing but religion. It's nothing but religion. When I say conservative, I'm saying Christian conservative. Judeo-Christian conservative. All the things that we talk about, the common sense virtues of man here, are nothing more than biblical principle without, you know, me going all Romans chapter 10, verses 3 through 7. You know, that kind of thing. Because I don't know the Bible to that degree. My older brother, he could come on here and we could have some fun. Because he's a theologian. But I'm not. I'm just a common sense practitioner of Christianity who believes that people should do right about one another. And I don't care. I disagree with my friends on many things. I disagree with them on their car choices. I disagree with some of my male friends on the women they've chosen. I disagree with some of my female friends on the men they've chosen. I've disagreed with them on where they're going to vacation. I've disagreed on them with what I got out of a movie. I've disagreed with them on lots of different things. But you know what we agree on? We agree that we are all flawed human beings. And those flaws draw us not only closer to one another, but closer to God, or they should anyway. You don't push people away when you find out they're flawed. You bring them closer to you. And you're looking for people, for camaraderie, for people to be around you who, as the Bible would say, are equally yoked. Every time I think about situations like this, I go back to the frontier days. And you ask yourself, who did you want? I mean, you're in a new country, building a life. Who would you want around you? Some deadbeat's always got his hand out, or the guy that says, Kevin, came over to shoe the horses, brought your, you know, your family some groceries. We grew from this, and you say, hey, glad you came over. We were just about to come over to bring you some beef. We just slaughtered one of our animals, and we're going to be going over, you know, hit whatever. That's what you were looking for. Life was simple. And let me explain something to you, folks. Life remains that simple. We can put all the accoutrements around it. We can make life complicated and say, ooh, I want to know what party I'm going to, or what kind of car I drive, or house I live in, or where I'm going to vacation, etc. But what it all boils down to, really, when you get to the crux of it, is you want to be doing something that you choose with the people that you love. And the only thing that dictates how that happens is your finances or whatever else. But at its core, if you weren't spending that time in Hawaii or Costa Rica or some, you know, lavish place that, you know, staying in a 5-star hotel, and you were right at home barbecuing with friends and family, you should get the same level of enjoyment. The left makes that impossible. Anyway, thank you, Steve Green and Hobby Lobby, for building a Bible museum. Something in America that we can all go to and look at our faith and understand it. The closest thing you have to the Vatican just got built right in D.C., and you should go check it out. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was, and the theme of the show today, is being American. Being American is about the search for truth. It's also about the concept of building something from nothing. And I mentioned the frontier people because that's what happened. If you think about everything we have today, somebody started it with an idea, and that idea has progressed over the years, over the decades, over the centuries. And now we find ourselves in this amazing country, very young, but still going very strong. And I know people talk, well, you know, it's time for America to end. Countries only last a certain amount of time, and then it's over. That's not true of us. It's not. Let me tell you something. We have written a constitution. We have created an American spirit that can survive the test of time, and already has in much degree. Think about the things that could have ripped apart this country. The idea that Democrats thought at one point that people should be slaves, the property of other men. And they continued to fight that battle against, even after they got their butts kicked, they continued to fight that battle against the country. They were dividing the country. A country that said, look, we've already had to defeat our biggest enemy to date. Now we have an even bigger enemy, our own enemy within. And you know where we find ourselves right now, folks? We are in the biggest civil rights battle. The biggest war of all of our history. Man, brother against brother, yet again, in a way that you've never imagined it. I would much rather be fighting the Russians or the Chinese than I am to be fighting against my brothers who believe that through their so-called diversity, they're uniting this country. They know they're not. They're nothing but dividers, these leftists. And they're mad because we want to hold not only them, but the people that supposedly represent us accountable. We want to determine our destiny, where our money goes, the things that we decide. We don't want some bureaucrat saying, you're going to support transgender issues. I don't have to support transgender issues. I can feel for them without putting a nickel to their cause. I got causes. I got indulgences. I don't expect anybody to pay for my indulgences, my idiosyncrasies, my whatever you want to call them. I will take care of them myself. And unless I'm completely unable to do that, then the system should take over and help. If you don't think that I worry about, you know, long-term disability and all these things that could completely up in my life, catastrophic illness, etc., I do. And I'm going to tell you right now, if those catastrophes hit me or my family, I would deal with them through the system. And if it turned out that I was a casualty of them and died, so be it. That's life. There are no guarantees. Hold people accountable by beginning of holding yourself accountable. How about that? When did we all become wards of the government? Life makes no commitments to you. It makes no promises. And the only place that you have the closest thing to that is through opportunity. And that's in this country. My goodness, man, I could go on here. So much to talk about, too. You know, over the weekend, let me tell you what you can set your watch by. There were lots of killings in Chicago. Chicago surpassed the 600 killing mark over the weekend. This was during the week. So less than last year, but still a lot of people dying. And this is true in Baltimore. Baltimore, we had a cop killed. That story got absorbed in the media cycle around Franken and all this other nonsense. Roy Moore, a police officer, gunned down. They think they got the suspect. Shocking, young black man. You know who the police was killed? Young black man. It's crazy out there. We're still battling the leftover capitalism. The NFL ratings, we talk about them every week now because we have to showcase to you that we're winning. You know why we're winning every time Chicago has this high death rate? It's a win for conservatism, as crazy and ironic as that sounds. It's because leftists will never believe us until we put it in their faces that their policies don't work. Their policies get people killed. You know why it's necessary to talk about the NFL ratings? To show leftists that their policies don't work. The NFL is a corporation that's broken and dysfunctional because of progressivism. And you want to know something else that we need to be throwing in their faces? Where is this Russia-Trump investigation going? Who else is going to be standing before the man? You got Manafort and one other low-level guy, Papadopoulos. Who else you got? Where's that now looking at? Where are we looking at now? Where's Special Counsel Mueller, the most honest man in D.C.? Democrats recently called for the impeachment of Donald Trump, despite warnings from Nancy Pelosi not to do it, and a handful of these clowns did it anyway. What about that? That's a story. Where's Nancy Pelosi's power? Doesn't exist. And the leftists showcase every single day how stupid they are, how stupid their ideology is, and I'm going to point it out to you. That's my job. Back in a minute.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
April, there is some kind of a conversation about these sexual allegations for this White House, be it Al Franken, be it Bill.
I think it's an uncomfortable conversation for the country. I think that this is something that is being discussed pretty widely, and we certainly think that it should be taken very seriously, and it's one of the reasons I stand up here and answer your questions every day, and will continue to do so and continue to address them. Obviously, it's something that should be looked at, and I think it should be looked at widespread, not just in the political sphere, but in the business atmosphere and across the board in this country, and something we certainly, again, take seriously. Alex, well, I'm going to
Hillary
tie my time
Clinton,
today.
I talked to Hillary Clinton today April. About the president's past and going back to America. She said, look, I worry about everything from his past because it tells you how he behaves in the present and will in the future. What do you say to that as relates to these allegations against the president?
I think Hillary Clinton probably should have dealt with some of those of her own issues before addressing this president.
Welcome back, everybody. That was April Moore trying to stir up some mess with Sarah Sanders, spokesperson, White House PR person. And Sarah Sanders just, whatever. Yeah, look, April, whatever her name is, black chick, she wants to tie this all back to Donald Trump. Really? Nice try. I'd love to see them try to spin this back. You want to talk about being litigated? It's been litigated. Donald Trump is the most... we know more about this guy than we know about any president in the history of this nation. These people have looked for something on this man for the better part of 2 years. Maybe longer. Anyway, glad you guys are still with me. KJRadio.com is where you can get us on demand. 844-551-8255. Race Pimping is my book. We talk about it all the time. And I read this report from a guy, it was a Casey Research, the guy's name is Doug Casey, and he was discussing race. I've been talking about race and its fabric in America for quite some time. I've talked to people many, many times and said to them, if you don't understand how important this subject is in our political discussion, our political lexicon, you don't get it. Race is that, look at Rachel Ryan, April Ryan, just asked a question about Donald Trump leading back to supposed allegations of Trump, you know, doing things with women, which he didn't do. And you better know the significance of that black woman asking that question is it's important. White women are no longer going to ask that question. April Ryan has permission. How many times have you guys said to me, you sent me notes. By the way, we love them and we answer you back. Did you say to me things like, Kevin, you can say that because you're black. And I go, okay, whatever. I'm not going to, you know, poo-poo in the punch bowl over the idea that if I were white, I'd be saying the same things. People would, Kevin, you'd be called a racist. Well, I've been called worse. You know, if I were white, I would not have been a member of the Klan. I wouldn't be a member of some Aryan Nation group. I'd be a private citizen espousing my views. And I'd probably be, at this point, self-employed. In other words, put everything where it is right now. Self-employed, left management consulting, started writing. I don't know if I'd be on TV, how much coverage they would give me. But I know this, I'd probably have a radio show. I'd be making a living through my writing. And I don't know who would buy my books. Maybe the Aryan Nation might be buying my books left and right and ask me to speak. I wouldn't speak at their events. I wouldn't condone their actions. But I would doggone sure, as a private citizen white guy, say to the world, I'm not apologizing for my birthright, how I was born. I had no control over it. There wasn't a dial. They said, hey, baby, pick your race. You want to be black, white, whatever. And for the record, if I were a white kid, I'd go, I'm proud I picked white. Why would I pick something else? You know, what do white folks have to be ashamed of? No less than anything black folks have to be ashamed of. We got a continent. Black people got a continent. And you know, the most successful country on the continent that's full of black people is the little bitty part down south that's run by white folks. Now, do I like the Dutch? And the Afrikaners, the fact that they've gone down there and abused black folks and put them in black ghettos and what have you, jailed dissidents? No. But I'll tell you this, they built a pretty successful little piece of the pie down there in South Africa. Look at all the other countries of Africa who could have gone down there and said, you know what, Dutch, we don't like the way you're treating us here, and we're going to come down there and kick your butt. They could have kicked butt. They didn't do it. They watched it happen. Idi Amin, he kicked all the Asians out. He kicked the Indians out. They could have gone and they kicked all them white folks out of South Africa. They didn't do it. So who are you talking to? Oh, Kevin, they're doing that in Botswana. Not in Botswana. Other areas of the country. I can't remember where. But they took out all the white farmers. Killed them in some cases. And you know what happened? It went to crap. They can no longer, they can't feed themselves anymore because the farmers knew what they were doing. All the white farmers were like, you want the farm? You're going to kill me over it? I'll leave. I'll go make a living somewhere else. And they did. So all I'm saying is, look, the people don't pick what they want. If I could pick, I would have picked to be born into a very wealthy family. Or maybe not. See, here's the way I look at it. I look at it that God picked for me. God picked for me. He said, Kevin, I'm going to put you in this lower middle class family, maybe even considered poor. And I'm going to give you, your parents are going to be a dad who went to prison and a mother who will die at the age of five, while you're at the age of five. And you will then be raised by your grandparents. And I'm going to teach you about life through that prism. And you know what? If God said to me, Kevin, you could go back and change it right now. What do you want to do? I'd say, Lord, leave it the same. As much as I miss my mother, as much as I would love to have spent more time and seen a loving family together, because she remarried Tommy, my stepfather. But you know what? God had a different plan. And whatever, if anything had changed, I'm not here doing this. And I don't know what the plan is for this. I don't know how many people I influence, how many people I've changed. But here's what I can tell you. I have changed them. So I'm looking at this thing on this report from Casey Research, Doug Casey, and he says, for one thing, he's talking about the case against how race in America is impacting things, and he's making a case to say, look, we don't need everybody voting in this country and all these other things. And here's what he says, for one thing, anyone can vote. People who are penniless, 18-year-olds who have no knowledge or experience and are fresh out of the indoctrination of high school. Lots of non-citizens, probably millions, managed to vote. Voting has become, as H.L. Mencken said, just an advance auction on stolen goods. What a great comment by Mencken. And by the way, if you want to read a person who is, he's at the highest level of intellect when it comes to the political discussion, Mencken is it. For another thing, he says, today the United States is multicultural. America used to have its own distinct culture. The United States no longer stands for anything. He's essentially saying that the world we knew doesn't exist anymore because we have become foolish in who we've let be in charge of it. He says race is just the most obvious thing that divides people. You can see that somebody's of a different race just by looking at them. The old saying about birds of a feather flocking together is basically true. It's very politically incorrect to make that observation, of course, certainly if you're white. But it's factually accurate. Most things that are PC fly in the face of reality. If people are of a different race, it increases the chances that they're not going to share other things. The key for a rational person is to judge people as individuals. Race, sex, religion, cultural background are quick indicators of who a person might be, as are dress, accent, attitude, and what they say, among many other indicators. You need as much data as you can to help you judge what the other person will do and who he or she is. It's actually quite stupid to not discriminate among people you encounter. But then the whole PC movement is quite stupid by its very nature. Now, I've said this many times, and here's what I've said to you. If you don't profile, you're an idiot. If you believe you don't profile, you're an idiot. Now, you can be in one or two of the categories. You profile everything. You profile the fruits and vegetables you're going to pick to bring home. You profile your daughter or boyfriend. You profile your son's girlfriend or boyfriend. You profile everything. You profile employees at your job. You profile the person you're going to get into a car with. You profile your friend. You profile everything. He says you can't have a multicultural democracy. And especially you can't have one where the government is making laws that have to do with economics, where it allocates wealth from one group to another. So sure, the U.S. is going to break apart, and you can certainly see it happening along racial lines. The active racism among blacks isn't an anomaly. He's right.
He won't. won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.